Miles Davis and Miles's group. And when we walked in, they were on a break. And I walked over to the piano, and Miles's trumpet was in the piano. I'd never seen a blue trumpet in my life. He had a tinted blue trumpet. So I'd read all of these stories that Miles was such a nasty person. And I walked there and I put my hands behind my back to make sure, you know, nobody was thinking I was touching the horn. And I was looking at the piano, in the piano, and all of a sudden, Miles came and sat down behind the piano and started playing some chords. And he looked up at me and says, in his voice, "Hey kid, you play the trumpet?" I said, "Yeah." And he reached in the piano and says, "Here, play me a tune." So I took his mouthpiece out, put my mouthpiece in, and I played "Walking." And he was impressed. And at that point, John Coltrane, Cannonball Adderley, Bill Evans, Paul Chambers, and Jimmy Cobb. And the last person to come on the bandstand was Bill Evans, at which point Miles says, "You hear this kid play?" And Bill said, "No." He said, he gave me the horn again. I said, "Play it again." So I started to play "Walking," and the band came in and joined me. So I played with those musicians, and that's when I became friendly with Miles. So I guess that was my first public performance.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
You were 14?
I was 14.